Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. I told you I wouldn't go beyond 8 o'clock, and I promise I won't. Look at this, Rod. Just one little piece of note. You realize I could preach longer, though. That's why. Now, I told the church I'd let you out by 8 o'clock tonight, and I promise. Glad you're here tonight. Boy, I love America. Boy, I love seeing Gordon, Jordan here. I tell you, I call him Gordy Man. All these kids that grew up, that's one thing great about these holidays. My kids come back. My kids are all grown up and married, and they're in different states and different cities, and I get to see my kids, you know. And, man, I'd like to have a holiday about it once a month here, you know. And we're glad all you kids are here. I sure love you. You're precious to me. And Jordan says, I love those flags. I said, yeah, I got to take them down eventually. I've had them up here for almost, we took them down for the wedding, and we put them right back up, but I think we'll have to take them down during Christmas time. I don't know. I think America's Christmassy, patriotic. Amen. I just can't take them down. I love our country. And I want the kids to see the flag because I know a lot of them that go to public schools, they don't see it. And I want them to know that's something to be proud of. You got a Muslim president and you got all kinds of junk going on here. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do all I can to promote patriotism in our church. Yeah. Amen? I won't get on that tonight. Okay. And I won't get on that. You see, they did some stuff in North Korea yesterday and South Korea. If Ronald Reagan would have been the president, they wouldn't have been doing it. We would have been firing back, you know. But got a paper tiger in there right now. So... All righty. Let's Philippians chapter 4, and look at verse 4 through 7. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I thank God for God's Word. By the way, I thank God for Billy. We're going to baptize, and it'll be warm this Sunday. Billy fixed the heaters. There was a bunch of electrical things went out on it. But old Billy came and did the job, so we're back in the heat again. Amen? I'm embarrassing him like crazy because I don't ever want to be mentioned. But way to go, Bill. Good job, buddy. All righty. I love America. And you know, if you love America, you got to love God because God's blessed America. We've got God bless America, land that I love. You know, Thanksgiving, you got to thank God because America is blessed by God. The greatness of America is because of the greatness of God. The only reason America has been blessed is because God has blessed it. Without God, America is not great. The greatness from America comes from the greatness of God. And so... Let's really have a thankful heart tonight. I just wanted to take like a big family here tonight, and let's just praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at Philippians 4, verse 4 through 7. Look what the scripture says. Rejoice in the Lord once in a while. Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, that's two number witness. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, and he is. He's at the right hand of the Father, and he's ready to come back and blow the trump, ready to blow. And we're going to hear the words, come up hither. I'm going up, amen? I'm going up to the upper taker, and I can't wait. The Lord is at hand, and he is. You know, if we really believe that, I think we'd be praising him more. If we really believe that, I think our lives would be more separated. Brother Carl, I think if I really believed that really fully, 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 I'd witness more. Hello? Read my Bible more. Pray more. The Lord, how many believe the Lord is at hand? Amen. Does our life reflect that thought? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer God says, you know what? Everything you do, you ought to have prayer with it. That's something to think about. No matter what you do, it ought to be bathed by prayer. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Yeah, because Romans 8:32 says, if he gave us, you know what? Hold your hand right there. Let me read verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And look at one more scripture. I didn't have it planned. It's in Romans 8:32. Romans chapter 8. I did not have this planned. It said in Philippians, let your requests be known unto God. And in Romans 8:32, he said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If God gave his only son for us, why would you be afraid to ask for something else? Everything else is minor compared to Jesus. Are you with me? He's given us the most important thing there ever was to give, the most prized possession of heaven. If he gives you all that, everything else falls so short, it's nothing to God. Amen? Hebrews says, come boldly to the throne of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I pray tonight I can be, in these short minutes, I pray we can be a blessing to the people. Help us, Father, to just get your presence. Oh, God, thank you for America. Thank you for my soldiers that serve even right now, Father. I pray you'll bless them. Bless them all around the world, not just here, but all over the world. God, thank you for them. And Lord, would you please be with every one of them? And Lord, put a hedge around and protect them. Help our country to turn to you, Father, look to you. Help us to get back to the old ways. Lord, I would to God that America would get back on our knees and start praying to you and seeking the things of God. Thank you, Father, on this day before Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for all the many blessings and what you've done. For just being an American, thank you for this country that we live in. Lord, it's the greatest country in the world. Thank you for all the blessings. And of course, Father, for the greatest thing that you've given to us is salvation through your Son. We could never thank you. I'm glad we got eternity to thank you for it. Bless us now. Bless these thoughts that I wrote down. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thanksgiving ought to be a special time. More than just eating turkeys. It ought to be a time of rejoicing. It ought to be a time for praising. It ought to be a time of supplications and praise. It ought to be a time of thanking God for things. And we ought to be thanking God for the blessings. Yeah, I don't care who you are, you've been blessed by God. You live in America, you've been blessed. Then they sing a song, thank you, Sunday. Did they thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation? And but if you could just go through, thankful for our families. I think Brother Mike mentioned that. Oh, I'm thankful for my families. I love my kids. I love my kids and my kids married, and I love all my kids. I love them, and I've got a great family. I've been blessed by 41 years with Rosie. Can you believe Rosie hasn't left me? Hey, Sean, you're just as ornery as I am. Nicole's put up with you too. They'll get the reward in heaven. Sean's like his preacher. We're ornery. We were made that way. And we like it, don't we, Sean? But there's another kid I watched grow up from a little boy. Sean Browning. And, but you know, I'm so thankful for my kids. Thankful. How many are glad for their family tonight? You know, the next couple days, you got to just get down and say, get your family together and let's pray together as a family. Let's thank the Lord. He's been good to us. He really has. Amen. I think a lot of times we take things for granted. I was listening to radio today. This one boy said he was going to be with his dad tonight. And I thought, boy, I wish I could be with my dad tonight. I wish I could be with my mom tonight. You that still have your mother, you that still have your dad, you ought to tell them you love them tonight. You ought to tell them thank you. You ought to thank God for them. Preacher, I was looking at a picture of my dad a couple days ago, Mac. My dad was a paratrooper. He was in the airborne. And I was looking at him and just thought, boy, it should be great to be able to be with him right now. And sure loved my dad. He was one of my best friends. I'd love to be with him. Had a lot of great days hunting with him. Had a lot of great days fishing with him. Had a lot of great days just being working with him. He was close to me. I just wish he would have knew the Lord, you know. Of course, I didn't know the Lord. After I was saved in about just a little bit after I got saved. My dad died shortly, about a year or so after I got saved, 2 years. And you that are here today and still got your parents, you make sure you love them. You make sure you tell your mom and dad you love them. I wish preacher could go tonight and leave here and drive to Toledo and see my mama. My mama was about 4 foot 11, just a little bit taller than Lizzie White, and just a little bitty lady. And boy, once you lose them, you'll know what I'm talking about. I think we take our family for granted. Don't take your family for granted. We ought to be thankful for our families. Amen. We ought to be thankful for our friends. Thank God for good friends. I know Jesus is the greatest friend. He's sick is closer than a brother, Proverbs teaches us. But I thank God for our friends. And most of my friends are all here in this church. You know, my circle is basically my circle of my church. But we ought to thank God. I called Stevie DeSelms today. He's over in Arizona. He's one of our kids. And another boy that grew up in one of our churches in Toledo. And he grew up as a little boy and still stays in. He's a big boy that comes here all the time. He flies in. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? The big boy, Stevie. And I called him. I said, Stevie, just want to tell you I love you. Thank you for being as precious to me. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. We talked for about an hour. And we ought to thank God for that. I called Brother Joe Tutak. Matter of fact, I saw on the Shop Goodwill the other day, Joe was telling me, he said, boy, there's a radio there. I used to have one just like it when I was a kid. I didn't say nothing to him. And I bought the radio for $5. $5. 6 transistor. I couldn't believe it. And I said, Joey, pick that radio up in Toledo. I bought it just for you. You've been such a special friend to me. Amen? Let's let our friends know we care about them. Amen? Then our church family. We ought to be thankful for our church family. You know, I think that's really where my family, for the last, Mac, the last 30 years, 40 years of my life, my whole life has revolved around the church. Even when I was in Toledo, my life mainly focused around the church. And you know what? We ought to be thankful for our church family. Because believe it or not, many times our church family is closer than our blood family. Because we're with them more. We work with them. We witness with them. We serve together with them. I mean, this no wonder God said we're brothers and sisters. Because this is the family of God. And there ought to be a love for the family of God. Just like there's a love for our real family. Amen? And then we are thankful for our country. Boy, I love America. I really do love America. And I see things that I'm not happy with. And I'm hoping that things can get turned around and that we don't lose the greatest country in the world. If we don't get those morons up there in the White House out of there and up there in Washington, those idiots, we're going to be hurting. But and we got to put people in there. I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican now. I'm talking about we need to get people that care about our country in there. Forget about politicians. Forget about politics. You know? And I sure love America. We got to get back to the Constitution. And last week I read you some statements of some of our founding fathers, some of our presidents, how they praised, how they talked about the, how America's existence counted on us turning towards God. Our forefathers, they loved America, and they trusted God, and they looked to God to help run our country. And they said, without God, our country's got no help, no existence. And so I thank God for our country. We got to get, that's what we got. We got to get our country back like it used to be. We got to get people thinking like they used to think. Amen? And this is what they got to think on, the scriptures, the Bible. And, you know, I got to say this. I know I'm going to get some people. And I said to myself, I'm not going to cause any trouble on Thanksgiving. I'm always so controversial. I don't mean to be. I really don't. I don't mean to be that way. I just can't help it. It's like it's in our blood, Sean. But, and I'm not for these scanners that they have. But you know what? I got thinking about all these gals in California that walk around on the beach with no clothes. Why are they yelling? They walk up and down those beaches in California all the time, and around, even around here. They barely wear any clothes. I don't know why they're yelling about. At least they got clothes on in the scanner. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm amazed at people. Hello? And listen, I wish there was a better way of doing things. I don't know, you know, but I know one thing. We got to protect our people going on planes. And whatever. I like smell. I think those dogs, that they use dogs, I think they can help a lot, and they don't have to be so invasive with you. And I don't think they ought to do all that groping. I think that's not right. But it just tickled me, Bobby. I think about all these women yelling about the invasion of their privacy, and I thought, wow, I'll have to remind you that during the summer when you're going around with no clothes on. Hello? I just think about stuff like that. I can't help it. I'm not trying to. But, we got to be thankful for our jobs. You know, I don't consider this a job, but see, the pastorate's not a job. It really isn't. It's a calling. God called me here over 20 years ago. I know God called me here. There was no doubt that God brought me to Ravenna, Ohio. But I thank God for over 20-some years I've got to be the pastor. And boy, I tell you, I don't take it lightly. I thank God for letting me be in the greatest church in America. I believe this is, in my heart, this is the greatest church in America. I love this church with all my heart. And I just think we have a great church. Amen. And I just think we ought to be thankful. If you got a job, though, you ought to be thankful for it. Yeah. I was thinking, oh, I was probably John Boy's age. I was out duck hunting. I was about 22, 23. I was out duck hunting. Had my dog with me, old Duke. I was teal hunting in Metzger's Marsh. And that particular day, because it was in September, oh, it's probably 40 years ago or so. Yeah, it was 40 years. Yeah, at least 40. About 40 years ago. And I walked out this path, and I was shooting. It was a special season just for these little, they're called blue-winged teal. They're little ducks, and they zip around. You can shoot four a day. And I shot a couple that day, and I was pretty happy. And this one man came up to me. I didn't know who he was. He had, you know, duck hunter clothes on, all that camel. He started talking to me. He's an older man. He asked me where I lived and what I did. I said, I work for Allied Chemical. And he said, tell me about it. Oh, it's a great place to work. I thank God for my job. They pay me a good wage. And I just kept on and just bragged about my job, bragged about my company. And he said, he pulled out of his pocket a card. He was a president of some company in Cleveland. He said, I've never seen a young man like you. He told me, it's been 40 years, so I can't remember some of the kids' names now. I can't remember a guy 40 years ago. But I remember this. He gave me his, I don't have the card no more. But he gave me his card. He said, I'm the president of this company in Cleveland, near Cleveland. He said, if you ever want a job, you call me. I'll hire you on the spot. Just because I didn't know who, you know, most people, I hate my job. I can't stand it. you know, I wish I didn't have this. You know what? Don't wish too hard. Maybe you won't have it someday. And you'll say, boy, God, give me a job. I think we need to be thankful for it. I know there's better jobs. Some jobs are better than others. But I'm going to tell you something. In the day we live, we better be thankful for what we have. We better be thankful for the... I mean, when I even sit down and eat food, I say, oh, God, thank you for this food. There could be a day we don't have food. I don't want to scare you, but if I was some of you, if you could, I would even store some food. Because there might be a day coming that they shut down these trucks or something that happens, and there might... Three days without bringing food into the stores, those stores are empty. It wouldn't be wrong to have a little food stored back and some water stored back just in case you went a few days without having something. Hello? But we need to be thankful. And I know I'm boring you, but let me just say this to you. Because America has so much, we thank very little. I was thinking about little Lukey, Christmas time coming up. Jack, little Lu, you can't walk in Tammy's house and my house. I have bought little Lukey probably 5,000 toys. And Tammy says, yeah, Dad, when you buy them, you don't buy one, you buy a whole box with 100 of them in each one. And I was thinking, what can I buy little Lukey that he don't already have? A dumpster. But what I'm saying is this. We have a lot in America. Sometimes maybe a little less would be better for us. Will you look at one more scripture with me? What I wanted to say. I want you to turn to the book of Exodus. Look at Exodus chapter 14. Genesis, Exodus, second book in the Bible. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, called the Pentateuch. Look at Exodus chapter 14. Look at verse 21 through 31. I have a reason I want to read this to you. Now, the chapter before this is when they went through the Red Sea. Remember those 2 million Jews that were in bondage in Egypt? And God took them out of Egypt. How many remember this story? And then remember the Pharaoh's army was chasing them? And boy, then they were afraid, but then God opened up the Red Sea. How many remember the story? Okay. Well, look at verse 21. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry in the land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them, the right hand on the left hand. And the Egyptians pursued them. But we know the story. Turn to the next chapter. You know the story. They ran through, and then God brought the water back down, killed all Pharaoh and his army. Everybody's happy, amen? Now, Billy, that's a picture. When Israel was taken out of Egypt, that's a picture of the Christian being taken out of the world. We came out of Egypt. Egypt is a type, a symbol of the world. And by the way, that was a baptism, wasn't it? When they came out of Egypt, the next thing they did, they got baptized. They went through the water. Hello? I'm just trying to get you to think with me. I know it wasn't in the name of the Father, but in type, they went through the water. The water was above them. How many are with me? Like a spiritual baptism. Are you with me? And then, look, and I'm all done. They went through that. How many are glad they got the victory? Because God always gives us the victory, doesn't he? Through Christ Jesus. Look at what they did. And we're not going to read from verses 1 through 19. They sang a song. But look at just verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation. He is my God. Look at that song. Let me see that. I don't have time to go through those 19 verses. I had them. If I would have had time, I was going to go through every one of them. But I'm going to look up here. They had a song because they were saved. They were saved by God through the enemy. We've been saved from the enemy of sin and death and hell. And every saved person ought to have a song on their lips. They had a song, and I'm all done. They had a song of praise. And if you're saved here today, if you can't thank God for anything, if you're saved, I don't know what you're going through. No matter what, I don't care how bad it is for you. If you're saved, you still ought to have a song of praise on your lips for God delivering you. Amen? It's a tremendous truth there. We could learn from those Hebrews back there in Exodus chapter 14 and 15. They were praising the Lord for their salvation. I understand that's a different type. But in type, it's about us being delivered also. Because he delivered us also. Amen? And we ought to... Can I ask you something? Do you have a song of praise on your lips for him? Well, we ought to. We ought to. We ought to have a praise. We ought to have praise for him every day of our life. Not just on Thanksgiving tomorrow. I think every day of our life, we ought to have praise for our Savior. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for taking us through the deeps and all from the enemies of life. The greatest enemy, death and sin and hell. And you delivered us from there through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I want to thank you and praise you for saving our soul. Thank you for Christ for loving us so much you were willing to die on Calvary's cross. And Lord, on this day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, we call it that. As a church, we just want to lift up our praises to you tonight. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for saving our soul. Thank you, Lord, for making us whole. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. And I'm positive. If I die, I'd go to heaven. I'm saved. I know it. Can you raise that hand? I know for a fact I'm saved. Thank you. May put it down. Maybe you're here tonight and you say, preacher, I really don't know if I died, if I'd go to heaven. And I sure don't want to die and go to hell. Especially after Christ died for me and rose that third day and did everything so I could get to heaven. Pastor, pray for me. I wish that I could know for sure when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you raise a hand? Let me pray for you. Anyone like that? Pray for me. Preacher, just pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I'd sure like to know. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that tonight? Pray for me. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. And I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. We're going to sing one verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come on this first verse, because we're going to close after this first verse. Let's stand. What date? You got a book? 17. If you want to come for any reason, you come right now on this verse. After thy will. Man, they were praising the Lord, Rod. God delivered them. It's sad. Wasn't too long. The next chapter, Billy, they quit singing and they started complaining. How much are we like them? We praise one God. One day we'll be praising God. The next day we curse him. Whew. I don't know. We're all the same, too. We do it. Yes. Let's pray for Lizzie White. Oh, I'm going to ask a couple men to pray tonight. Brother Bobby, would you lead us in prayer? And Brother Josh, would you close us in prayer? Would you lead us, men?
Dear Lord, would you thank you again for this night, Lord. Thank you for being in your house, Lord, and to worship you, Lord, and hear your word preached, Lord. And I do thank you for your word. Lord, yes. No matter what we go through in life, Lord, your word is always there for us.
Yes.
To see what we're supposed to do next, Lord, where we're going, what you do for us, Lord, and all the love and mercy that you show us. Yes. Lord, I just pray that we get in our Bibles more, Lord, to know what's going on in our lives, and Lord, to be thankful for everything that we have. Preach tonight about rejoice always, Lord. And
yes.
No matter what we go through, we need to rejoice, Lord, that you're there for us, Lord. And like he said, you're at hand there for us. You're there when we need us, Lord. And I just thank you for our church family, Lord. And I thank you for all the friends here, Lord. And I just want everyone to know, Lord, that I love them. Lord, I just pray you'll bless everybody tomorrow and help them have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. We can't begin to express how much, Lord, how much that means to us, Lord, that you would be willing to die for us.
Yes.
And Lord, I thank you for saving somebody like me, Lord. Lord, and I pray that as we leave here tonight, Lord, that we will take what we know and share it with other people. Lord.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be bold about that matter. Help us to be able to share this, the gift of salvation with others, Lord, so that they may be able to express the same amount of gratitude and thanksgiving that we can about our salvation, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for the Bible, and Lord, we pray tonight that we'll get into it more, we'll read more, we'll study more, we'll learn more, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, because it's through your word, Lord, that we can truly know how to get closer to you and how to deal with issues in life and how to reach others, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, please help us to take our Bible time and our study time seriously, Lord. Lord, we're just so thankful for our families and friends and Lord, everything that the preacher talked about tonight, Lord. We should be thankful for those matters, Lord. We take it for granted so many times, Lord. And Lord, thank you for America, Lord.
Yes.
For the freedoms we have in this country. Lord, I pray that we'll always have the freedoms that we have, Lord. Lord, I pray that those won't be taken away, Lord. I love being able to come to church on a Wednesday night and not have to worry about being told what I can or can't do, Lord. I'm so thankful for that, Lord. Help us never to forget. Lord, we ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. God bless each one of you. Happy Thanksgiving.